I'm Northeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief Lisa Hale, and I'm joined today by Karen Schneider. It's Wednesday, so you know the Oshkosh Herald is here to talk about the things that are in the paper. How are you today?
I am doing great, Lisa. How are you?
I am finer than a frog's hair split 12 ways.
Oh, that would be fine.
Yes, it is. Now, last week we talked a lot about a proposal being brought to the county on a sales tax, and then they didn't do anything with it.
Well, they didn't do anything with it, but there was a presentation on the pros and cons of what that tax would look like prepared by County Executive Hintz. But Supervisor Chuck Fari, who's the one who brought the proposal for the people to draft an ordinance for that tax to be implemented, pulled it, saying that they needed more time for people to have more information and education about what that would look like. But he is looking at bringing it back in September to the board for that vote on should the county staff draft that ordinance for that 0.5% sales tax.
So we'll talk more about that in September when they bring it back forward again.
I would imagine so. I think that's going to be something we're going to be talking about as it progresses, because once you have the approval to do the draft, right, the go-ahead to do the draft of the ordinance, well, then you have to do the ordinance. And what is that ordinance going to look like? And
right. Will
it still have that 30% shared revenue that Supervisor Fari has in his draft versus, you know, the most, I believe, County Executive Hintz said that is shared in other municipalities is
10%.
So if that does move forward, where's that money going to go to?
Right.
Because the whole idea of it is to save people on their property taxes.
Right.
So we'll definitely be following this along with you to see what is, if it gets implemented, what's the net going to be for property owners in Winnebago County?
Yeah, absolutely. But that's in September. What's in the Oshkosh Herald today?
Well, guess what? Some schools already started, but school starts next Tuesday. So that's big, right? We'll be inundated with all the first day of school pictures, which I've already started seeing on my feed and social media, which is great because I was guilty of that as well. And now I don't have anyone who's going to school for the first time, for the first day. Kind of sad. But Val Phillips is preparing for their third year. So Jonathan Ritchie caught up with Brian Davis, superintendent of schools, along with the principal over there, Amanda Pazza, and she's in her second year. So, you know, we've all heard the stories of how the transition taking two middle schools into one didn't go very well. So they talk about that, about what they've learned, and what they learned helped also with the transition for Menominee Elementary, bringing all the teachers from the different schools and basically saying this is how things are going to be. What does a bathroom pass look like? What does tardy look like? All of that, which in the conversation caused a lot of those issues. They also addressed the fact that Val Phillips had more citations and referrals from their SRO, their school resource officer, than other schools. And part of that is education and also understanding what the role of the SRO is. So the article goes into a little bit of that, but they did share that the SRO at Val Phillips in the first year was giving trespassing citations out to kids who were skipping school versus walking them back to class, which is what the other schools would do.
Right.
You know, we've also heard of disorderly conduct citations being given to kids who were, for lack of a better word, lippy, you know, and talked back. Well, is that really a disorderly conduct thing? So taking a look at that and figuring out what does the discipline look like, and where is it the educator's role of disciplining, and where does the SRO come in?
Right.
So taking a look at that as well. So, but it's great to hear that things are getting better. You know, their turnover that first year was like 25% of staff and support staff. And this year it was 13%, which still sounds high, but it's lower than the average, which is 16%. So that's good news that, you know, you learn somewhere along the line, you have to learn what works and what doesn't work. It's unfortunate that it was at Bell Phillips that they did. And they also addressed the mega school comments that mm-hmm. we keep hearing and about, you know, schools that are within a stone's throw of us and kids open enroll to these other schools, that their schools are larger. Like Winneconne has a much larger elementary school. Nina, their middle school is like 1,900 students. I mean, mm-hmm. it's huge. So taking a look at some of those different things that people have been talking about, but sharing what they've learned, the mistakes that were made, and what they're doing to rectify it.
That'll be an interesting read. That will be a very interesting read. So what else do we have in the paper today?
So the other thing Jonathan took a look at was the corridor apartments. And if you've been down around the 600 block of Main Street in Jefferson, you see those townhomes coming up. Mm-hmm. So he goes into what the timeline is for that and what the qualifications to rent one of those is as well. Because those are affordable housing and it goes through HUD rules. So in the article, it talks about if you're a single person, this is what you can make. If you're a family of four, this is what you can make in order to qualify to live in either one of these 1, 2, or 3 bedroom townhomes. Keeping in mind that they won't be rented out till 2026.
Right.
And they won't start leasing until 90 days out. But knowing what that timing is also, you know, important, especially if someone who's interested in moving in there is currently in a lease.
Right.
But it's interesting to read that and how it's coming along. You know, the corridor partnered also with Oshkosh Child Development Center to bring the first 2-shift child care center to Oshkosh. And so that'll be opening up too. And that is so needed. So it's a great story. It gives you an update.
So where can we pick up the Herald and where can we find it online?
All right. Online, it's at OshkoshHerald.com. And if you don't receive it in your mailbox here in Oshkosh, check out the Piggly Wiggly, Festival Foods, Quick Trips, BPs around the area. You'll find one there.
Excellent.
But get there early because they go fast.
They do go fast. Karen Schneider from the Oshkosh Herald, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.